We begin today with ice hockey and the news that the Czech Republic have come third in the Channel One Cup in Moscow. After a fantastic 6-2 win over Sweden in their opening match, the Czechs lost 5-2 to the hosts Russia and by the same scoreline to Finland. In that last game, the Czech Republic were made to pay for their indiscipline, as they were served 22 penalty minutes compared to only 2 for the Finns. Forward Jaroslav Hlinka had this to say after Sunday's game.
There were a lot of power plays. In the first period, we found ourselves 2-0 down when we were short-handed, 6 or 7 times. On the other hand, in the remainder of the game, we failed to score during our own power plays. That's what decided it, the fact we didn't make use of our power plays.
The Channel One Cup is part of the four-nation Euro Hockey Tour, in which the Czechs are in second place behind Russia, who have a big points lead. By the way, the last time the Czech Republic won a competition on the tour was in Moscow back in 2002. In the Czech Extraliga, three-time world champion Milan Hnilička has announced he's taking time out from playing for Liberec. The 35-year-old goaltender says he's been suffering from tiredness syndrome since the summer. But Hnilička says he isn't planning to hang up his skates yet, insisting he really is just taking a break. In the NHL, meanwhile, Patrik Eliáš continues his run of excellent form. The left wing provided an assist during New Jersey Devils' 3-2 victory over Philadelphia on Sunday, extending his points streak to 9 games. Eliáš has the most points this season of any Czech in the NHL. Another Czech who's in excellent form at the moment is the footballer Milan Baroš. Baroš scored a hat-trick in the Istanbul derby between Galatasaray and Beşiktaş, helping Gala to a 4-2 victory. Two of those goals were from the penalty spot, but either way, it's the striker's second hat-trick in a month, and further evidence that the 27-year-old has got his mojo back after a few poor seasons. Baroš is the top scorer in the Turkish league with 14 goals, and with only half the season gone, has surpassed his own record of 11 league strikes by Christmas, a tally he achieved way back in 2001 when he was still with Baník Ostrava before moving to Liverpool. Regardless of Baroš's heroics, more attention will have gone to a Czech striker in the world's most watched soccer competition, the English Premier League. Roman Bednář scored in injury time to give bottom-of-the-table West Bromwich Albion a 2-1 win over Manchester City. That's all the sport for today.